Imagine you're cooking dinner for six people. How would you organize yourself so that different courses come out at the right times? You'd probably start by preparing all your side dishes. Then, as your entree is cooking, you make dessert. For most people, multitasking like this isn't difficult. But for someone like 18-year-old Patrick Talbot, it's a challenge. You see, Patrick has Asperger's syndrome, which is a form of autism.
Patrick says, okay, I'm going to cook a steak, and he makes that. Then he says, I need to clean the vegetables and cook those. He's very focused on what he does. He's very good at what he does, but he's not good at accomplishing a number of things to all come together at one time.
That's Frank Talbot, Patrick's father. He says Patrick is at the high-functioning end of the autism spectrum. He struggles mainly with organization, which makes everyday tasks like cooking difficult. But dinner parties aren't the problem here. It's finishing high school.
In public school, I was really overwhelmed with the amount of work I got.
Patrick's been in public school most of his life and is a good student. For the last 5 years, he's also been enrolled in social thinking classes at Newton Learning Center, a school specifically for children with autism. But the high school workload was too much for Patrick, and his grades started to suffer. That's when his parents put him in Newton full-time his senior year. Here's Patrick's mother, Ethel.
It was really frustrating. Patrick's a very intelligent student, but I think a lot of the assignments that he was given needed to be modified. While they really tried hard, they weren't used to autistic students.
People with autism often struggle with abstract ideas. Jody Smith is one of Patrick's teachers at Newton. He says Patrick needs help putting things into words. His biggest issue is writing.
Writing takes him a very long time to process what he wants to write. Once he does write, it's beautiful, but it seriously takes him three times to come up with the ideas that he needs to come up with. So I think a lot of times they would just kind of give up on him.
The Washoe County School District is making moves to better help students with autism make it to graduation. In January, the district began restructuring its special education program by having more conversations with parents, teachers, and students to find out what's working and what isn't. Frank Salvaggio is with the district.
One of the critical things is by being able to sit with school teams to determine whether or not these students are even in the right classes for graduation. And then if they're not, what we could do to get them in the right classes to be able to graduate with that standard diploma.
Last year, 31% of students with autism graduated from Washoe County schools, but only children who received a standard diploma are included in this number. This diploma goes to students who meet all requirements for graduation. There's also an adjusted diploma, which is given to students who don't. Those who receive an adjusted diploma are considered non-graduates, and Salvaggio says this can hurt them in the future.
It is nearly impossible for them to get financial aid for college. Not only that, is you don't qualify for the Millennium Scholarship either.
Helping students with autism succeed in school is a statewide effort as well. In his recently approved budget, Governor Brian Sandoval allotted $73 million for autism support. That's up from $1.8 million in 2010. Dale Urquiaga is State Superintendent of Public Instruction. He says they're also stepping up enforcement of Individual Education Plans, or IEPs.
We're engaged in a couple of enforcement actions through the state to ensure that children who do have a disability or are being taught under an Individual Education Plan are receiving the services to which they are entitled.
The IEP is a federally mandated rubric outlining special accommodations for students with developmental disabilities. Every student's IEP is different and may include things like being placed in a smaller classroom or being seated next to a friend. Advocates say these modifications can make or break the success of a child who has autism. The restructuring of the special education program in Washoe County is ongoing and changes have yet to take shape. But Salvaggio says they'll continue having conversations with the community. As for Patrick Talbot,
well, I'm kind of excited to graduate, and I am also a little nervous.
Patrick will receive his standard diploma tomorrow, and he starts college at TMCC in the fall. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Esther Chamakili.